Democracy in Action, a program on how a state functions, featuring in-depth discussions with experts on governance, politics, and decision-making. Tune in as every week we explore the complexities of governance. What is democracy? What is your role as a citizen? All these and more in Democracy in Action, Thursday at 9 a.m. with a repeat at 9 p.m. the same day. Stay informed and engage with Democracy in Action. Radio Miraya, the voice of peace.
Hello and welcome to Democracy in Action. My name is Sunny Martin. We are coming to you live from Juba. And today our discussion is going to be focused on disability inclusion in the constitution making process. That's what we are going to be discussing. And our lines will be open to you later on where you can call on 092-9686-297. Those are all our lines. Also, you can also call us on 091-206-2079. Or you can send us your question to our SMS number 091-2177-141 as we discuss the inclusion of persons living with disability in the constitution-making process. That's what we are going to be looking at, as more advocates are calling for the inclusion of people with disability in the country's constitution-making process, as provided for in the 2018 Revitalized Peace Agreement. They also say that embracing effective and meaningful participation of persons with disability in our societal transformation process is very good, and it is also their constitutional right. So the question we are asking today is what mechanisms are being put in place to ensure that persons with disability are included in the upcoming constitution making process? That's what we are going to be discussing here with my three guests who are already seated here with me in the studio. Here's our lines to be open to you later on. Let me take this chance to welcome Mandela Isaac, who is the Managing Director of Society Transformation for Equal Rights. Welcome to Radio Miraya, Mandela.
Thank you, Sunny Martin, and thank you to the Miraya listeners, our regular callers who've always been calling Miraya FM. I'm honored to be here and looking forward for the discussion. Thank you so much.
Thank you, too. And also, I have Mawut Louise, who is a member of the National Constitutional Review Commission. You are most welcome to Radio Miraya, Mawut.
Thank you so much, Sunny Martin, and good morning to all Miraya listeners who are listening to us through the radio and online and through the other platforms. It is my pleasure to be here, okay. Be with us, and we'll share with you and we'll interact. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And we have a vital partner from ANMIS Political Affairs, Olimpiada. You are most welcome to Radio Miraya to join us in this important discussion.
Thank you very, very much, Sunny. It is my pleasure to be here. Please feel free to call me Oli.
Yes, Oli, you're most welcome. Let's begin right away. Mandela and Mawut, I will ask you this. Just give us a clear definition of disability and what are the different forms of disability that people live with when you talk about inclusion. So we want to set the ground right for us to discuss about who is a disabled person and why is it also very important for them to be included in this upcoming constitution-making process. Mandela first.
Thank you. Thank you, Sunny Martin. Defining disability, it's just a situation where people with impairment interact with various barriers that affect or hinder their full and effective participation on an equal basis with others. According to the UN Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disability, it states that persons with disabilities are those who have long-term mental, physical, sensory impairment in which in their interaction with various barriers may hinder their full participation on an equal basis with others. That means disability is a result. It is just like barriers. So with the persons with disability generally, we have an impairment. We do not have disability. But because of the society, because of the barriers, it now limits us from functioning or from performing effectively on an equal basis with others.
Okay.
So we are not people with disabilities, but we are people who have different impairment.
Okay.
Now, coming to the types of impairment you talked about, types of disability or types of impairment you talked about, we have the visual impairment, we have the hearing impairment, we have those ones with intellectual disability, we have those with epilepsy, we have those with albinism. The list is really, really long, and those with physical impairment, there are very many.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I throw back the ball to you. Thank you.
Okay. Yes, Mawut, is there anything you want to add to what Mandela has said already?
On my part, I will not repeat what Mandela has already talked about, but I will get in terms of looking at the importance of participation of people with disabilities in the process of constitution making.
Correct.
And the essence of making sure that people with disabilities participate in constitution making process is stem from the fact that the proportion of people with disabilities in the community can no longer be underestimated. When we look at the global data, the data suggests that people with disabilities are approximately 16% of the total population. And to this, to be relevant to our context, we know that South Sudan has experienced conflict, a lot of effects of climate change and so forth. This means that the rate of disability can even be higher.
Mm-hmm.
And when we look at the different types of contexts, like the challenges that South Sudan has gone through, they also affect people with disabilities disproportionately. Therefore, it is important for people with disabilities to have a say in the constitution-making process as a gateway for their participation in the peace-building process in the country.
Okay. And we will also come back to you later on, Mawut. Oli, how is ANMIS supporting or ensuring that people with disability are included in the ongoing constitution-making process in the country?
Thank you very much, Sani. First of all, allow me to share that in ANMIS, of course, we acknowledge that persons with disability have a wealth of knowledge, skills, and capacity to offer to a peaceful society. And as Mandela mentioned, the only difference is that they face some distinct challenges in enjoying their rights, including civil and political participation. We consider that their voices and lived experiences are invaluable in shaping a constitution that upholds the rights and addresses the unique needs of every South Sudanese citizen. As Honorable Mawut mentioned, the percentage of the South Sudanese with citizens with disability should not be underestimated. This also follows the spirit of the revitalized agreement, the peace agreement, that according to which the process of a permanent constitution making shall be led and owned by the people of South Sudan.
Right.
The supremacy of the people of South Sudan is one of the guiding principles of the constitution making process according to the peace agreement. According to the current mandate in ANMIS, we are to support the implementation of the peace agreement, and the specific language to this end is assisting the parties to provide the full, equal, meaningful, safe, and effective participation of, among other groups, marginalized groups in the peace process, including in the constitution-making process. So this is why we support and ensuring disability inclusion. Within the Political Affairs Division in ANMIS, we focus, among other things, in supporting advocacy and public awareness for inclusive and participatory constitution-making process. So to this end, we are working toward strengthening the popular participation in the constitution-making process through the participation of key stakeholders in consultation processes, including civic education and other public enlightenment forums, considering, of course, equal and inclusive participation of marginalized groups, including persons with disability.
Okay.
We are striving to create diverse forums to promote dialogue on various issues for an effective, inclusive and participatory constitution-making process, including persons with disabilities, as it is stipulated in the revitalized agreement. Some examples of our work with... some examples of the Political Affairs Division work on supporting disability inclusion in the constitution-making process. First of all, it's a workshop that we held, we supported on diversity, equity and inclusivity. We did this in June and we had partnered with
So that was
Mandela's.
Here in Juba?
Yes, it was here in Juba, and we had partnered at the time with three organizations, one of which was the Society Transformation for Equal Rights, Mandela's organization.
Yeah.
And the objective of this workshop was to contribute to building a diverse, equitable and inclusive South Sudanese society by enhancing the active participation of groups such as persons with disability, the youth and women in the permanent constitution process and the electoral process.
Okay.
Now, Mandela, just the same issue. Why is it very important for people with special needs, people who are facing challenges, to be included in this constitution-making process? Because like you have just heard, it is very important to embrace the effective, meaningful participation of persons with disability in our societal transformation. That's what Oli have just mentioned. Why is it very important for them to be included?
Thank you so much, Sunny. Before I answer this question, I just want to echo something on the barriers that we talked about. I just want to give an example of barrier. Is the society mindset, the negative thinking, the negative attitude that once you have an impairment, once you have a disability, you are somebody who cannot function at all.
Where is it coming from?
It is coming from our norms, our society norms, our beliefs, our cultural beliefs that render us persons with disabilities as people who are beggars, useless, people who are supposed to be depending on other people. And this is a very wrong norm that we need to remove it out. Because if I, who is not seeing, has gone to school, has studied, then the rest of such Sudanese with disabilities can also do the same. Number two, I want to talk about the institutional barrier. Our institutions have policies that are very rigid, that does not promote the inclusion of persons with disability. Once you apply as a person with disability, they say, no, we don't have these facilities to accommodate you. And we're saying persons with disability do not need accommodation, but they want to. They need participation. They need to participate on equal basis with others. So our societies need to, our institutions need to come with very good policies, policies that promote the rights of persons with disability and the rights of everybody, so that he or she can also be able to participate. The other one is the physical barriers and environmental barriers. These barriers poses a challenge to persons with disability. For example, our offices, even our own parliament, it's built in stairs so that somebody who is moving on a wheelchair cannot be able to access this room. But even if you have given the opportunity, but the environment or the buildings are challenging, you cannot be able to access. Coming to your question, why is it important to include persons with disability in the constitution-making process or in all spheres of life? Persons with disabilities are human beings. That is one thing. And persons with disabilities have all the rights. And each and everyone is born with his or her rights. Nobody takes away this right. So, persons with disabilities should be included on the basis of human rights. And again, we are guided by laws. We have the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, Article 25, that gives persons with disability the rights to participate in public life. They are supposed to be voting and be voted in the different position. Apart from that, we also have Article 29 of the UN Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities that the government of the South Sudan has already signed last year. So this instrument, among others, provide us with that right to be able to participate. Again, just like Oli said, the Revitalized Peace Agreement gave birth to something called the Constitution Making Process Act.
Yeah.
And this Constitution Making Process Act, Chapter 6, states that stakeholders he talks about stakeholders being like, he talks about the constitution making process being people driven constitution. Mm-hmm. So I think by saying people driven constitution and persons with disability are also the people. So if they say people driven constitution, it does not say it should limit persons with disability from participating.
Yeah.
But the fact that they talked about people driven constitution means we South Sudanese, all of us, including persons with disabilities, women, children, and whoever. So that is a gateway for us to be able to participate. Even our constitution of the Republic, the transition constitution of the Republic of South Sudan, 2011, as amended, the Bill of Rights, Part 2 of the constitution, it talks about that. So these rights are clearly spelled out. But the problem here is this, Sunny. The problem is the implementation of these rights.
Yeah.
Like I said, right now we have Maud. Maud is sitting at the commission. But Maud is just one single person. To me, I count it as a drop in the ocean, in the ocean. So whatever Maud might say there, people might tend to ignore that. So we want to say this. If opportunities are being given, persons with disabilities should not be limited to only one person or two people.
Yeah.
Because I remember when we were doing the nomination, when we were doing the selection, because the stakeholders were given to select their people. And I remember we submitted three names.
And two were dropped.
More than three names of persons with disability and two were dropped. Mm-hmm. What does it mean? The negative attitude still prevails. So these are the things that we need to remove that. And I want to appreciate Radio Miraya. I also want to appreciate Animus Political Division for giving us this platform so that we begin to talk. You know, the issue emanates from the society. Once the society begins to accept persons with disability as part of the society, then things will become a little bit easier. Because I know that the members of parliament, the ministers, and whoever is there in the government comes from a society. If he or she still has that negative attitude, that negative perception that relegates persons with disability from participating, then we can meet a stumbling block.
Okay.
So we need to educate them. We need to understand that persons with disability are equal. They can be able to participate once they're given opportunity. And each and everybody has to be given opportunity to prove his or her capability. Thank you so much.
All right. And Maud, you are the only person, according to Mandela, sitting in the National Constitutional Review Commission. And so far, would you want more of your colleagues are coming to join you and advocate for issues affecting people living with disability? And are you satisfied also with some of the things you have read regarding their needs? And what would you be fighting for in this commission since you are alone at the moment?
Thank you so much. In fact, participation in all political processes is a gradual process. So let me just give a little bit of background on the National Constitutional Review Commission.
Mm.
And the National Constitutional Review Commission is one of the technical institutions that has been formed by the Revitalized Agreement and the subsequent NCRC Act 2022. So this institution is specifically formed to review the national constitution, and I think, and in fact, it is the first process that is intended to be inclusive in developing a constitution for South Sudan since 2005. So this is an important progress in the life of the constitutional system and the legal system of the Republic of South Sudan. In terms of participation in the constitution making process, the revitalized agreement provides, and the same also for the National Constitution Review Making Act, provide for representation of the minorities in order to ensure that people with disabilities and the other groups are represented in the constitution making process. And as a result of that, different categories have been represented. For example, when we look at people with disabilities are represented by one member. The business community are represented by one member.
Mm.
The journalists are also represented by one member. The Christian religious group are represented by one member. The Islamic religious group are represented by one member. So as a person who is part of this institution, I will not say that it is a problem.
So now, what are you going to be advocating for as you sit representing your community?
Wonderful. Actually, what I will be, I will not be advocating, but rather I will be a bridge mm-hmm. for ensuring that the opinions of persons with disabilities are taken into consideration, because as a member of the constitution making, as the member of the National Constitutional Review Commission, our duty is not to advocate for agenda, but rather to ensure that the voices of people of the people of South Sudan are taken into consideration in order to ensure a people-centered constitution, people-driven constitution-making process. And my role will be to ensure that the needs of persons with disabilities to participate in the process are taken into consideration, because one myth that is also important to clarify is that as members of the constitution, we are not going to make the constitution.
Yeah.
But we will consult with the people of South Sudan in order to get their opinions and ensure that their voices are represented. So being in the commission does not mean that I will be speaking on behalf of people with disabilities, but rather it will be that I will ensure that the voices or people with disabilities are reached through the consultation processes. If there are barriers, those barriers need to be taken into consideration and their voices and opinions reflected. Thank you.
Yes, Oli, from your vast experience and as a partner of peace in this country, why is it very important to include people with disability in the promotion of good governance?
Thank you very much, Sani. I somehow touched upon this a while earlier. Allow me to reiterate, and of course, Mandela and Honorable Mawot, they might share relevant views, that there is a big percentage of South Sudanese citizens who have disabilities, so different kinds of impairment. And as any portion of the society, as any group of the society, there is a lot of knowledge, skills, and capacity for any society, especially in the process of building a peaceful society. If the challenges that persons with disability face in enjoying their rights are overcome, then this input they can bring, this value they can bring, that can help shape a constitution that upholds the rights and addresses the unique needs of every South Sudanese citizen. As Honorable Mawot mentioned, it's not about advocating about something specific. I think that it is time to move away about the specific groups and just say that what exists for one should exist for all. Why any different approach? I mean, of course there are reasons, but persons with disability should equally be included as any other South Sudanese citizen in the constitution. And experience suggests that when diverse groups are empowered to participate meaningfully, not just on paper, in processes, they become very invested in the success of a constitution and any governance processes, democratic processes. And this, of course, in the specific context of South Sudan, it can only bring value to the democratic process that the constitution will enshrine, including free and fair elections.
Okay, and if you have just joined us right now, you are listening to Democracy in Action. My name is Sani Martin, and I have three guests here in the studio. Mandela Isaac, the Managing Director of Society Transformation for Equal Rights. And you have Mawot Louise, who is a member of the National Constitutional Review Commission. And we have Oli from ANMIS Political Affairs. She's a political affairs officer working for the United Nations Mission in South Sudan. We are discussing disability inclusion in the constitution-making process in South Sudan, as stipulated in the 2018 Revitalized Peace Agreement. If you have got any question, please, you can call us on 0912062079 or 0912177141. It's for text message only. You can send us your comment there, and I will be putting some of them to my guest right here. Hello, Redimira. Oliver Minwen. Okay, Oliver Minmeri, this one take.
Well, I'm going to go to the studio. ana ende soal lo manje de ana mar hali ku jinu sudan de afu wilayat ya oktiyat mar gam la wa ne fasan ne ali nazda mar bain de senta sala man begin jena sala man begin ni won sa jata al taman sal hol de dala bin lo man ta ability fi wala mas
okay
ya
hello hello
hello
yes
السلام عليكم.
عليك السلام. اسمك دار من وين؟
سيبو كده من مدينة داويل.
اوكي مرحبا بك من داويل.
شكرا جزيلا ساني مارتن وعلى ضيوف الاستديو. الكلام اللي بيقول انه الناس ذوي الاحتياجات الخاصة يعني لازم يشاركوهم في صنع الدستور او نظام الدستور الناس شغالين فوق واسه ده كلام ده ناقشه كذا مرات كثيرة بنسمعه في الراديو وبنشارك فيه لكن أنا ما شايف فيه أي تقدم هل هسه كلام ده الناس ذو الاحتياجات الخاصة ده هم ذاتهم من ضمن تيمة شغال في نظام بتاع الدستور ولا دايرين أسوال بتاعهم هنا سؤال أنا ده نعرف هل في ناس بتاعهم مشتركين ذو الاحتياجات الخاصة أو جند القايدين في اللجنة بتاع الدستور ده ولا هم موجودين ولا ده أصوات بتاعهم يوم دايرينهم بس عشان يدخلوا أصوات بتاعهم عشان يدخلوا في النظام في الدستور شكرا جزيلا
okay yes Mandela let's pick the first one we'll combine it together with actually the question I was also going to ask you you had mentioned earlier about the challenges facing people with disability in this country. You gave a very typical example of the way the parliament is designed. It will be very difficult for a person on a wheelchair to access the hall itself. So, more or less like this question from Merida about the issue of raising awareness to advocate for the rights of people with disability, what can the civil society and other NGOs, other partners do to address these challenges? Is it through awareness? Is it through advocacy? Or what can be done, according to Oliver from Meridi?
Shukran. Atabanina Arifin Benu, Anas Kithiri Moza Mnatanas Vijunub Sudan, Bonus Arabi, U Arabi Taikaman Beside Arabi Takonyo Konyo, Arabi Nona Lama goi lakini anazo bonus mara be benno anna hina san bonus on kev nasal mogin be sharik fi dustur al dere amolo ude dustur ta bande dustur ta junubin kullu o ganun be gol dustur de lazim junubin ya ba amolo kan junubin ya ba amolo yab ga nasal mogin kaman mun junubin lazim kaman aswat tomon wumun kaman be sharik ko mabes ba aswat bitom lakini lazim kaman kelmon sharik fogonak so yani odor bitak odor bitana kulu asan kef na bigdir wodi sort bitana kef lakin kef ana bodi sort bitai kanana mabar malefuen so ita asar swal hal na gamul towia asan kef nastanin fi wilayat bigdir biligo nipsu information au nipsu kabar ya asan na fi radio mira na bamola awareness ita zaman dugu telephone ta dugu telephone because awareness asa gorwa lakin awareness fi radio mabitimu awareness there so kidu suleta config grassroots as an captain big there arafu suni ya mashi lakini asana sbusul fi grassroots nak derlo mizania derlo grush olo indak mainda grush ita magdiru sul fi mizania nak so ita magdiru sul fi wilayat hajal na bamu lana bonus radio wana baro radio bitana denas kitir bazma radio o radio de big diru sul baginas lakini na mutasfin bainu finas tanin ma basoma umon indi hearing impairment umon ma big diru sul fi radio there are those who are hearing impaired, they cannot benefit from the radio information that we're yeah. giving. But ana kamanaru benu mira is also on online and they can be able to read. Lakin kan fi bigger fi challenges, there will be other ways that we can be able to extend communication so that they can be able to get. I also feel your pain. Ana be his bewaja betakunde benu. Nasal maugin sibuara shidid. Nasal maugin zaman tamu da referendum on kan shari kumon jada le beled and beled de talabara kalas beled de bika kalas tipitana kulu lakin ana mutawasi benu al nas nesitu kamuna zamadu le hakuma umu nesitu maugin sibuara bakulu kep gigini kef biligo kabar kep dema shokol bitom lakin na bekele mbenu nama baskut as long as you are still alive you continue to talk if you are alive you talk not until when you die that's when you cannot talk
okay.
But still when you leave a legacy behind you can still talk to my friend Sibukida asado benu hal
too much awareness has been done.
He wants practicable work.
Yeah.
So wasado hal ina nazol inak fi nizami na galfi ana gibel kelim benu ina nazol wahid fi zol wahid mimisil nasal maugin fi constitution making process lakini taban constitution de asan bamulu constitution fi derajar ketir fi constitution conference fi shunu fi CDC constitution development conference there are very many ana badin bitwa ka benu zol betana al wahid dagde bigger bijibu asan betana bigger wurilan na kabara dal bora inak dasan kef ana kanasal maugin bigger bisharik fi amulu distur tanda tajun sudan de lakini awareness kelim give kid because making it a fata radio alela lakini visual tena mafata radio so zole bija fata ukama bija sma kama ni kile so we continue to talk not until our South Sudanese community understands the rights of persons with disability. Thank you so much.
Okay, Maud, any addition?
Thank you so much. For us as the National Constitutional Review Commission, our civic education program is guided by several documents. We have the Civic Education and Public Consultation Manual, which we have reviewed with the support of our partners just some few months ago. And also part of the consultation process that is happening now is part of the preparation of the public for what will come next. However, on our part as the National Constitutional Review Commission, our plan will be to reach to the people in the grassroots. So if it can gas my and lele fi radio, of course when our program resumes fully, we will be able to reach to you there in the grassroots, whether you are in the villages, in the rural areas, in the furthest places in South Sudan, we will be able to reach to you so that we make sure that your voice is important, because of course the new themes of the development goal is leaving no one behind and reaching the furthest behind first. So that is actually a responsibility that we will take on our part as the people of, as the National Constitutional Review Commission.
Okay.
The second point is on the existence of a representative of people with disabilities fee commission. Member Kola Dasa Aluka and Fizola Little Disability, I'll participate, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Kalam Dasa, Wana Der Kaman, Shukur Nasbita Civil Society, Alomonagder lobby le people with disabilities shanomon be participate fi constitution making process or command our political parties ubaginasal omon can fi high level implementation panel bita peace agreement. Alomonagder accept and I shall represent people with disabilities fi constitution making process. One point that I also want to reiterate once again and clarify is that in the constitution making process, we have several institutions. We have the National Constitutional Review Commission, and we have the CDC, which is the body that will be drafting the constitution. And we also have different committees that will be dealing with the community at the community level. And at the end of the consultation process, at the end of the constitution review process and public consultation process, there will be a public conference. There will be the constitutional conference where the different opinions will be brought together and people will deliberate again to validate those opinions. And in the constitution, in the constitutional conference, there will be more than 1,200
mm-hmm.
people who will be drawn from different parts of South Sudan, and I'm sure in that conference there will be more representation of people with disabilities who are from different counties and different states.
Across the
now,
country.
To come to the last part,
yeah.
When we look at the constitution-making process, the participation of people with disabilities will be through their involvement. So they will not actually be consulted only, but they will also be part of the entire population, because consulting people with disabilities in isolation from the members of the community is not a healthy process. So making sure that they are consulted together with the members of the public will make them understand what is being discussed by others, because disability is not a factor to exclude people with disabilities, but it should be rather a factor for more inclusion. Thank you.
All right. If you have just joined us right now, you can still call us on 0912062079 or 0912177 1414 our SMS. Hello, Redimire.
Liam from town, James Liam from town. So all with Aidan Chitida. Disability is not ability. Sabanal disability sebagai mahala tani masalan disability yang itu bersyukur kan si haja dalam molo mabagdere kutu wahed min disability asyan bagdere mesin di makan wala kan workshop wala kan training aja deh ini de kul mana disability tani nalpi di county ada wala ke payaman man mabagdere ligo haja beda asyan trigger shuno asyan man bagdere dakhal disability di workshop au di training kira kira yang dakhal di haja tani kira Kesan disability al dadin si payama rumah ma baru hanya satu gal si haja final bagai satu disability si bumat si payama tani radio sah ma bawa satu payama tani awak si bumat. Dorus cuno asal mon bagai cahani kuto disability si barnami.
Okay, syukur kan kalis soal lagi. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Good, good. Your name?
Yeah, Ball from Akobo.
Okay, Ball from Akobo.
Yeah. So I'll be tired from the Vitana Fee Studio. Yeah, minimum as a physical sort of asking that, then me has.
Okay.
Minimum in Nazdel. Physical Maho, minimum Lano, El Bar, El Kasarat, with El training of those having ability. And as they say before that, you know, during the referendum, so everybody vote for South Sudan, okay? Then for them, minimum, minas de lel al mag fi sudi de fi dol mag minimum. Ashen bar al tasir de lo ita begin mag yani lo indeg misela yani al it you can even see to others.
Hi.
But when you are doing it, when you are healthy, you are not like them. So maybe you, sometimes you may even ignore it.
Okay.
Ti kalam kwe lo gal. Gal yani shughul da der lo bajet e shughul da haja ma kon al barb aslan yani kum jinuf kulu barb shughul ma indi kun ma indi guruskep yani bi kun fi bajet bi to bi kun fi chalo sa khair bi kun fi.
Okay, thank you so much, Ball Gabriel from Akobo. I have another question here coming in from Ball County of Jonglei State. My name is Deng, and I would like to ask the Anmis guest in the studio. Anmis is doing great job in terms of organizing a political forum across the country, like what just concluded here, or what is going on here in Ball Town of Jonglei State. And in most of the workshop for political party forum here, they have not seen a lot of people with special needs attending it. So would you now change your narratives in terms of addressing issues concerning people with special needs or people with disability? That's from Deng in Bor of Jonglei State. Because of the interest of time, maybe briefly you can answer Kalambita Paul Gabriel or Mbia from Tonch, because zaman tene kalasenta.
Hakika.
In 1 minute.
Best another kilem kida. Asan nala fi studio de. Taban he asked in Arabic and have to answer him in Arabic.
Aye.
Anna nala fi studio de. Anna nasal maugin. Anna ma bashuf. Anna ma gaeno. Lakini ander na kitlek benu madama na ma baeno. Anna rafi school na agar ana kharij. Wana kaman zol expert fi computer. Wana bidiri sunas fi teriga ta computer. Anna arufu benu maugin ketir maligo fursa de. Wana bin nadi la san kifta kumbligo fursa de zema gibela na kelim kalam ta budget anna kulu nasa la mauginde asuranna fogo wizara ta agenda wizara ta agenda de gigo brunas kitir o budget la geja direct la nasa la maugin mafi. So as organization, al national organization of persons with disabilities, we are continuing to lobby for funds from our partners, because you know without our partners it becomes a little bit difficult. We are lobbying for funds from our partners, and once we get these funds from our partners, we will be able to reach down to the grassroots in order to be able to help you. Anna gin door min mahale mahal gubal kan gubal shahara na kan fi bibor and ina kan rafi yambi ona rafi mahalat barabarao. We are trying to do at our level best to make sure that persons with disability actually get something, they be able to understand what is taking place in the country. So we are trying for tundia ndia benu na bamul sunu fi payamad we are taman gali radio mafi fi bagi mahala de ana arof radio mafi anna ze magunu ze leta gasu makalamde kantas makalamde wori kaman le nasi naka santa bukona ambassada bitana benak itabiki wosul kalamde na because na arof sa sudan kebir wo sa sudan is no is poorly connected when it comes to road kakan fi shaware we will just jump into one car and go from one place to another but for you to travel to other parts you need air ticket you need to fly so flying is very expensive and amaik there afford and that's why we really feel sorry that most of the programs are really compressed here in Juba and Juba is not South Sudan. We really feel your pain, but be our ambassadors, those who are listening to Radio Miraya, and those who are listening to Radio Miraya, be our ambassadors and inform okay. our community that thank you are
thank you so
able
much.
To do anything. Thank you.
Yes, Oli, this question about more inclusivity of people with disability.
Thank you very much, Sunny. To Mr. Deng and all our distinguished listeners, thank you very much for mentioning the political parties forum that took place these days in Bor, and thank you so much for your feedback. We consider, of course, to focus on including equally persons with disabilities. Some previous activities that we have organized, like the diversity, equity and inclusion workshop that I mentioned, the consultations we conducted in partnership with other UN agencies and the Relief and Rehabilitation Commission for South Sudanese IDPs, returnees and refugees, they had a high involvement and participation of persons with disabilities. An example of the inter-university debates that we held in Juba, that even in the winning team and even the best speaker of the grand finale was a youth with disability. So this is a focus that we are trying to have. It is in our mandate, but above everything, it is in our hearts and in the core values of the United Nations, respect for diversity. We keep learning from our partnerships.
Okay.
We keep learning from your feedback. Thank you very much for raising this, and we will duly consider it for upcoming political parties forums.
Thank you very much. Unfortunately, we are running out of time. Thank you so much, Mandela Isaac, Mawut Louis, and Oli for coming to our studio to talk more about inclusion of people with disability in the constitution making process in our country, South Sudan. My name is Sunny Martin. Stay tuned. Bye-bye for now.